This is Rivendell Roasters, a Lord of the Rings fanfic written by Spuffy Duds and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G, with additional tags for alternate universe, modern setting, hipsters, coffee shop, snippet. Author's notes. See, what happened was the fourth fine in her latest Epic Rex post said that one of the fics she was wrecking was, quote, the equivalent in terms of challenge level and so on of writing a Tolkien barista AU and making it work, end quote. And then she noted that, of course, the coffee shop would have to be named Rivendell and be completely snooty, and Arwen is the owner's daughter who takes a lot of guff for dating this totally mainstream guy, and so forth. Well, gauntlet flung, people! I could not resist snippeting in her comments, and she was more than gracious about me reposting elsewhere. Elrond is not completely without self-awareness. He does get, yes, that it seems like the giantest of clichés to want to keep his daughter here, in his world. To resist all the, you've got to let her go, advice he gets after one of Galadriel's psychic sessions, which as far as he can tell consist entirely of staring slack-jawed at her reflection in the polished brass of the espresso machine. But he just wants Arwen to be happy and safe. Here in this coffee shop where she grew up, doing her homework at the corner table during poetry slams, painting really rather awful treehouse murals on the walls to go with the ceiling he decorated with glow-in-the-dark stars. He can't help wanting her here forever. His little girl, teaching the hipsters to play paper football, getting pulled up onto the tiny corner stage to play tambourine with various folky bands named after wasting diseases. Out in the world, there is evil. There are wicked men and monsters and disappointing biscotti. In here, everything is perfect because he made it that way. Or at least, what isn't perfect is amusing. And every time that man comes in, the one Elrond has secretly nicknamed, "Would a shampoo kill you?" Arwen glows like the ceiling stars, and Elrond knows it's just a matter of time. The end.